JM and the AM on a Wednesday morning broadcast. Guess what? The Saracek tournament always begins on a Thursday. This year, it begins on Wednesday, today. How do you like that? That's the reason Akiva Poppers is with us. He is the CEO of Yeshiva League Pass. He is an advisor after all his distinguished positions over the years with Max Live. He now serves as advisor for the current Max Live team. And those of you who enjoy every year like we do, following the Saracek Yeshiva High School National Tournament that starts tonight up at Yeshiva University, we recommend MaxLive.com. Again, MaxLive, M-A-C-S for the Maccabees, MacsLive.com, MacsLive.com. Akiva Poppers, welcome back to JM and the AM.
Thank you, Nachum. It's good to be back.
So do you feel the energy? Do you feel a certain excitement pulsating on the Yeshiva University campus and on campuses around the country as the Saracek tournament quickly approaches?
I mean, not yet today, but I'm sure more so tomorrow.
When is this play-in game today? What time does it take place?
It's at 6:30 p.m. So Thursday at 10 a.m., so this is a little different.
Right, and that's Thursday. So Thursday, 10 o'clock. Tomorrow, 10 a.m., it begins. But tonight, the play-in game takes place on the campus of Yeshiva University, right?
Yeah.
Why a play-in game? Is this simply, and this is not a criticism, by the way, because it's a great model, is this simply, you know, following what they do with the NCAAs every year, and it's a cool idea to include more teams, or is a specific reason why this year it is a play-in game to see who gets into the top 20 of the current seeds?
Yeah, it's a great question. I guess you'd have to ask the tournament committee, which I'm not on, as to why they decided to do it. I do know that there is an element here that in the past there were always 20 teams, and then after COVID there were 24 teams right. for a couple of years straight, and now they're back to 20 teams. And so like there's this need to cut down on teams, but now teams have an expectation to be in maybe. But even with this format, there are a couple of really good Yeshiva League teams which didn't make it. So, it's kind of, people kind of have this expectation that they're going to be in Saracek, but, it's an invitational.
So how many New York, New Jersey teams do we have among the 21? Do you know the number?
Of the 21, there's 9. So it'll end up being 8 out of the 20.
So there are teams beyond the 9 from New York, New Jersey that deserved or really could have had serious consideration to be included?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
we got a lot of good ball. We got a lot of good ball being played in this area, huh?
Well, I don't know about that, but I mean, certainly, that individual statement is true that there are teams outside of the 9 that feel left out.
By the way, the winner of tonight's game, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of people from Frisch and DRS who are going to be attending this evening, the winner is going to be slotted into the 13th seed position among the 20 teams, which goes as follows. Kushner's at 20, Ara Torah from Hollywood, Florida at 19, Montreal Hebrew Academy at 18, 17 is Cooper from Memphis, MTA, the host schools at 16, Kohelet in Pennsylvania. At 15, Fuchs Mizrahi from Cleveland. At 14, as we mentioned, either Frisch or DRS will end up at 13 after tonight. Berman, the Hebrew Academy down in Rockville, Maryland, at 12. Beth Tfila, also Maryland, from Baltimore at 11. Ramaz is at 10. Hafter, 9. Maimonides in Brookline at 8. Ida Crown from Skokie at 7. Valley Torah from California at 6. TABC. Hooray for TABC. They're at 5. Shalhevet from L.A. at 4. Flatbush at 3. Eula at 2. And Mag and David, who were the Yeshiva League champions, they are seated number 1. Is there a clear? I know you don't like making predictions. And that's not your role. I get it, Akiva Poppers. But is there a clear advantage for Mag and David? Do they have a very strong path to the final this year?
I think they got a better path, certainly, at least than Flatbush did. I do believe, and this has not been the case in a while, that Mag and David and Flatbush are the two best teams in the country. Eula certainly has a case, and I mean, they are the 2 seed, and Shalhevet has a case, and they're the 4 seed.
Right.
California teams made the championship game in the last, 9 out of 10 years or something like that. But in terms of their path, who they would have to play, Magan David has a pretty favorable path.
Ida Crown from Illinois and Maimonides from Brookline always seem to be, and I could be wrong about this, outside of New York, New Jersey, and California, they always seem to be the strongest teams among the other 47 states. Is that simply because they happen to be large schools compared to other schools around the country that are not from New York, New Jersey, and California? Or is there a, I don't know, a basketball tradition among those two schools that very often brings them into the position of being spoilers, which they they're able to complete, they're actually able to fulfill that role, or a Cinderella team? And what is it about those two schools?
Yeah, I think both of them care deeply about their basketball. With Ida Crown, they won a championship 16 years ago. It's been 13 years since they've made it into Tier 1.
Oh, wow.
So they've actually had they've won some Tier 2 and a Tier 3 championship along the way. They kind of haven't been able to get over the hump and compete with the best of the best. And then Maimonides has had a few years where they've made it a Tier 1. But it's kind of, it depends year to year. This year they're pretty senior heavy, so they have the expectation to make it into Tier 1. But they're also coached by Ed Gelb, who was the coach of EULA for a while when EULA was the dominant team in the tournament. They certainly have that going for them, too.
Very interesting. Now, I know that there are games, obviously, after tonight's play-in game. There'll be games Thursday, all day long, right? Including, when Ida Crown plays, and there are other schools as well, obviously some local schools as well. Some of the games tomorrow are going to get massive crowds, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Certainly the ones with encounters. For example, Ramaz Ida Crown tomorrow. Ramaz, I expect they'll bring their whole school. And Ida Crown, obviously, they can't bring their whole school.
Right.
I'm sure they'll bring plenty of fans, both from Illinois and also alumni who live locally.
Right.
Some games might not have the biggest crowds. It really depends on the matchups. But I would expect the gym to be full for some of the morning, afternoon games. Certainly the night games should get pretty packed.
And because Monday, it's hard. I mean, I know Monday's going to be sold out. Obviously, it's Championship Monday in all tiers, including Tier 1, the ultimate Saracek champion. But it's hard for people on a Monday, especially the working people to get to the game. Sunday, there's always those two Tier 1 semifinals, therefore, that always attract a major crowd. You know what times those games are taking place on Sunday?
I'll double check as we speak, but I believe it's 2 p.m. and 3:30 p.m.
And am I right that prior to Monday, those are the two games that are clearly the most sought after in the tournament?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's going to be 2 and 3:30. I would project that by 1:30 in the middle of the Tier 3 semifinal, there will be more fans there for the Tier 1 game than for the Tier 3 game.
Right, yeah, I hear that. And at some point it's sold out, right? At some point you can't get in anymore.
And the Tier 1 semifinals are by far bigger than any non-Tier 1 game. So that's bigger than a Tier 2 championship.
Akiva Poppers is with us talking about Max Live. You're an advisor, I get it, but I'm assuming knowing you, you still know all the details. How large is the staff and volunteers of Max Live for this tournament?
Yeah, so pretty good staff this year. About 75 total.
75?
Yeah.
That's quite a number. Wow.
Yeah, when I was in charge a couple of years ago, we were high 70s.
Wow.
It can get up there.
And that's because you're utilizing announcers and statisticians and camera people. I assume replay staff as well.
Yeah. And there are a lot of different roles to fill, and a lot of people don't have availability at a lot of different times. And just generally, and this is kind of like a long-term goal, which I work on as an advisor. Guys graduate, and you need to fill roles over the course of time. And so Saracek is a big opportunity, certainly for the lower quality games, consolation games or, games which will have fewer people watching. It's a good opportunity to get new people involved and see if, how qualified they are to potentially take on a role in higher level games in the future year.
Have they decided? Have they decided yet who's going to do the play by play in color for the Tier 1 championship on Monday?
Like almost everything has been decided by the Max Life staff. I'll double check, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be Bentheim and Dower, which is the A crew.
Very nice. I mean,
unless someone can't make it, that's what it is.
Very nice.
Almost all the positions, they have like a spreadsheet the Max Live guys do of every single position for every single game or time slot. I know they've got it like 90 or 95% filled already. So
wow.
They've done a good job of planning in advance. It should be good.
How far we've come, to say the least. Akiva Poppers is with us basically tomorrow, starting, I guess, at 10 a.m.? Anybody who goes to maxlive.com can actually see. It's not like the old days where you would hear a broadcast. You could actually see the entire broadcast, different angles, replays, scoreboards, probably other information as well. I mean, again, we have to appreciate technology and where you guys have brought this thing, which is fantastic, what you've done. But basically, anybody around the world who's anxious to see any of these high school yeshiva tournament games will have the opportunity to do so at maxlive.com.
There's a place to watch the games which are live. I mean, also there are going to be games offsite at certain points held at TABC. I think the plan is for those to be broadcast live as well.
Wow.
Which doesn't always happen.
Right.
Then there's the Max Live crew has a they're doing a bunch of articles on the teams and the games, the bracket, so people can follow because things get pretty complex with the Saracek format. They're changing it every year. So there's a bracket for people to follow along who's playing who.
Right.
Then each individual team has their own page with stats and their own schedules and their own rosters and their own articles just for that team. You can spend a lot of time on the website if you so please.
Who's favored tonight, or it's too close to call?
That's a great question. So when talking about the game first started amongst the Max Live guys, the initial impression was that Frisch was the favorite. I know Yeshiva League Pass put out a poll on both our WhatsApp channel and on our Instagram, and DRS got a few more votes than Frisch did. And then the Max Live picks panel, which is going to go up today, more of the members of the panel picked DRS than Frisch. At the end of the day, it's two teams which have been on long layoffs, lost in the first round of the playoffs.
Right.
Have lost, in the case of Frisch, they've lost 4 out of 5. In the case of DRS, they've lost 3 in a row. So I think a lot of it's going to be mental, what have you done? And also, what has the preparation been over the course of the past month and a half of no basketball?
The winner of tonight plays who in the games tomorrow?
They'll play Shall Have It.
And that's going to be tough.
It is a tough matchup, but, I mean, really on the opposite side, it's a tough matchup for Shall Have It because they're coming off a break, and now they're flying in from California, and they're going to have to play a team which played last night on the same floor.
Right.
Right. With the Max Air Athletic Center, we have like 3 or 4 3-point lines.
Right.
Which always confuse the kids. It's the inside line, the high school line. They also have the old college line and the new college line. And so, kids end up shooting threes from 3 feet behind where they need to be shooting them from. And there's the rafters, the white bars coming off the side corners.
Right.
It's a huge advantage to play the night before, not just to get your legs under you, but also to play in the gym. So it's really Shall Have It who has the tough task here.
Interesting point. Yeshiva League Pass has a role in all of this week, or you're taking more of a backseat?
We have my guys who run the Instagram. They've got a lot of content coming. I know some of that is going to be collabed with Max Live too, so you'll see it on the Max Live channel. The YLP Instagram at this point is already over 7,000 followers.
Wow.
We're in pretty good shape ourselves. We'll be putting out a lot of content throughout the tournament to keep people engaged and updated on what's going on.
Akiva Poppers, he's the CEO of Yeshiva League Pass, advisor for Max Live. Go to maxlive.com, M-A-C-S-Live.com. The game will be on tonight, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. That'll pit Frisch against DRS. That's the play-in. Then 20 teams go at it. They do battle starting tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern time for the eventual championship that'll take place Monday at the Max Stern Athletic Center up at YU. It's always exciting, Sarachek time. Real March Madness, as we call it. And all the information is on maxlive.com. Akiva, good luck to you. So make sure to send our best wishes to everybody at Max Live as we anticipate a great tournament and really a lot of fun with people, thousands of people around the world sharing all that fun via the website.
Thank you. Maybe we'll see you up here on Sunday, maybe, you know. You got to catch the game.
I would love to show up for the two Tier 1 semis, frankly. That was always the slot that I – there were two possibilities in the old days. I'd either aim for those two games or I'd show up for the first game on Sunday, which is early, right? It's like 8:30 or 9 o'clock. Am I right?
That's 8 a.m.
8 a.m.? 8 a.m. Wow, so I know I'll get a seat at that one.
So you'll be the only one with
that
one.
That could be. So we'll see if any of that materializes. Akiva Popper's with us. You're listening to a Wednesday morning edition of JM in the AM.